It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of the podcast? We want to get your reaction to new laws that have been brought in Italy, with some, and I repeat, some, saying we should do the exact same thing here. And the new law in Italy, the Senate in Italy has passed the Valditara Bill, a reform that could significantly restrict young people's access to comprehensive sexuality education. The bill requires parents to provide consent before children can receive sexuality education in middle and high schools, and bans it entirely in elementary school, our equivalent of primary school. So basically, absolutely zero sex education in primary schools, and parentally approved sex ed in secondary schools.
So what I mean would be, practically, guys, when your kids go into secondary school, you would get a form sent to your house. And the form would basically say, do you give consent for your children to learn about LGBTQT topics in school, as set down by the Department of Education, and gender identity topics? And you would either say yes or no. And if you say yes, then your child goes into class with all the other kids. And when LGBTQ topics come up and gender identity topics come up, your child will learn about them in a way that is, or has been set down by the Department of Education. Now, if you say no, and I don't know why you would say no. In fact, I'd love to talk to a parent, loads of them in our Facebook page saying, wouldn't consent, wouldn't consent, wouldn't consent. I'd love to know.
Why not?
I'd love to hear a good reason as to why you wouldn't want your children learning about LGBT subjects.
Okay, and so basically what
anyway, yeah, just to finish off, if you say no, I don't want my children learning about it, don't want them being brainwashed, then what happens is they would be taken out of the class, I assume, and that stuff would go on. Now, I have no doubt in my mind that if this came into Ireland, you would have thousands and thousands of parents. In fact, I could actually name them here. I could name them here. I'd actually know regular listeners who would be opposed to this. And I think if you even asked them, they wouldn't be able to tell you why.
Okay, so basically, we want to find out whether or not you would be in favour of introducing similar laws here in Ireland. So basically, in Italy, the law will require parents to provide consent before their children can receive sexuality education in middle and high schools, and it bans it completely from primary school. And we're asking whether or not you would support this. Do you think that sex education, particularly related around themes of homosexuality and gender identity, do you think that, or would you sign the form saying, I do not want my child to do this? Our WhatsApp number is 085-825-2626. Do you think many parents would say, no, I don't want my kid learning this?
Oh, absolutely. You would. You know these ones who think that that schools are trying to push an ideology and trying to turn kids gay? You can't turn anybody gay. And them learning about something is not going to influence the way they feel about anything. Okay, so that's not going to happen. Okay, they learn about the Holocaust in school. In fact, my son's learning about the Holocaust at the moment in school. He's in primary school and he's learning about what the Nazis did to the Jews. Him learning about that is not going to make him turn him into a neo-Nazi. Yeah?
Yeah.
Would you agree?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
So learning about something, I would say it's more damaging and it's more influencing than social media. Kids going down that rabbit hole on social media where they're literally being fed things every day that LGBTQ is it's a perverted
ideology
and shite like that.
Said about recruiting.
So, okay, if this came in next week, I'd certainly be allowing all my kids to learn about LGBT, because all they're really learning about are facts. That gay people exist, that gay people are equal to straight people, yeah? That trans people exist, and trans people should be treated equally, and that you shouldn't hate on anybody. That's all that's going to be thought about it. That some people are born in the wrong body. So why would you have a problem with that? And then let your kids, because the alternative is, if you only want your kids to learn stuff that you believe, then homeschool them. Take them out of schools, homeschool them, and they'll end up nice and grounded, like the Burke family who were homeschooled. They what are you laughing at? No, they ended up great, didn't
okay,
they?
Okay, the point is, why would you possibly want your children not to learn in sex education about homosexuality, about gender identity, about trans issues? Why would you not want your child to learn all of that? We're really asking that question on 085-825-2626.
Because if you start going down the road, if parents start dictating what they can... what they can learn about, yeah?
And mm-hmm.
There are a lot of parents, in fact, a lot of people who listen to this podcast don't believe in climate change. They'd be climate change deniers, yeah?
Yeah, I'd agree,
so
yeah.
Your man there, look, him, climate change denier, 100%.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
So if that's the case, you'll have to tell them, I don't want my kids, like, my kids learn about the environment and the damage to the environment and all that, and about the fact that climate change is real, which it actually is. But if you have some absolute wet wipe of a parent, yeah, who doesn't believe in climate change, should they start marching? I don't want my child learning about climate change. I mean, where does it stop? If you have a problem with the way schools are teaching your kids, just take your kids out completely. And as I said, become Enoch Burke. Just teach them at home and let them get no view of life.
Our number, 085-825-2626. Would you be in favour of parents having the final say and being able to restrict their teenagers learning about homosexuality, gender identity issues? 085-825-2626.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Looking to transform your home without breaking the bank? Visit Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture, Dublin's trusted family business with over 50 years of experience. Take advantage of their famous stairs and landing package deal. Just €500 supplied and fitted, including up to 16 square yards of quality carpet. Plus, discover fantastic deals on stylish laminate flooring, durable vinyl flooring, beds, mattresses, and furniture for every room. With free measuring and sample services, finding your perfect floor has never been easier. Visit Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture today, or shop online at carpetluxurybeddingandfurniture.com. Quality value and service you can trust.
Jess, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jess?
How is?
Well, Jess, what did you want to say on this?
I think it's only right to let the parents have the final say. Now, it wasn't talked about much in my school. Like, we never touched that subject at all. We got the birds and the bees, but we didn't get much further than that. And I still ended up being gay.
Okay. What's the point you're trying to make? You still ended up being gay.
It's a bit unnecessary, isn't it? Like, you only get... School, you have a certain amount of time. You have a limited amount of class time. So why are we wasting it on LGBT stuff?
Well, if you look at it that way in secondary school, you waste a lot of class time on lots of stuff that will never come in useful, like trigonometry and geometry and all that. So why not waste it on something? Again, all you were teaching is to be tolerant. And it maybe if more people...
And why do we need a teacher to do that? Why can you not just do that as a parent? You don't need a teacher to do that.
Because parents are lazy now. Parents don't teach their kids anything. They were all moaning during lockdown. All you could see online were parents moaning about, I can't, it's day three you're teaching me, kid, I can't teach him anymore. Parents aren't trained to be teachers. Teachers are trained to be teachers. So that is their job, to teach. And if sex education was left to parents, it just wouldn't happen, because it was left to parents up until the 1990s, actually, when sex education actually became a thing in school. And look what happened. We had an epidemic of underage sex. We had an epidemic of teenage gym slip mums, as they were called, teenagers given birth, because they literally didn't know anything about contraception. So sex education...
Yeah, but we still have that. Still, they're teaching sex ed and you still have underage pregnancies.
Sex education, whether you... Not to the same extent we don't. Sex education...
But it's still happening.
Yeah, but sex education, where you like it or not, whether you want to accept it or not, yeah, sex education is a positive thing, because it's only teaching kids what they're learning about on social media anyway, but the right way.
But why do you think it's the right way? If a parent doesn't agree with a certain aspect, does that mean they're wrong then?
Well, what aspect?
Right, well, if it was me and I was a parent, because I can already hear people screaming, oh, Jessica's no kid, she should shut the fuck up. Yeah, no, not going to. You know my stance on the whole non-binary trans thing, right? I wouldn't want a teacher teaching that to my kids.
Well, let me ask you then, just firstly, generally, homosexuality. When you discovered that you were gay, Jess, What did you know about being gay? Probably nothing.
No, I just knew gay was two men, two women.
Okay, would it not have been better to learn a bit? Would it not have been better to learn a bit more?
What more is there to learn?
Oh, it's that simple. Then why would you have a problem with kids learning about homosexuality in class if that's all there is to learn?
Because you're just wasting their time. You're just wasting their time. A lot of teens and late teens and early teens, they know what gay is. You don't need to teach it to them.
Well, would you rather they pick up all the stuff on TikTok and Snapchat where they're picking it up? At least they're picking it up from a good source, from teachers.
A good source? Oh, I wouldn't trust a lot of teachers nowadays with a goldfish, never mind a classroom.
Meaning what?
How long ago was it when you said the teacher was at a certain merch and told the kids she was at a certain merch?
And?
Kind of proves my point, doesn't it, that teachers will kind of push their agendas on kids?
Okay, so you don't believe that any part of the sex education curriculum should deal with homosexuality, gender identity or trans issues at all, in any way?
No, just stick with the birds and bees. There's no need to go into depth with everything.
But again, a teacher, and I've said this many times, a teacher pushing an agenda on a student is not going to make them gay. You know that you're born gay. So a teacher could literally bring their class in every day and say, gay, 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 gay. The child is not going to be gay. And I always bring it back to this. My primary school teacher, who was very...
Who have certain faith beliefs and don't want their kids being taught it. I know you're going to start screaming Enoch Burke.
No. My primary school teacher, and I always give this an example, was a staunch Man United supporter. Every day he'd come in with his Man United jersey and he'd be talking about how well Man United were doing in the league and would preach it over and over again to us. Did we all support Man United because he influenced us?
Jeez, you're starting the stupid comparisons.
You're saying by a teacher trying to push an agenda.
Also, did you also just try to compare?
You said pushing an agenda. No, sorry, I'm talking about education, about educating children on the actual facts. The fact that gay people exist, the fact that people are born gay, it's simply teaching them about the facts. And you seem to have a problem with that. I don't get why.
Yeah, the fact is, there's gay people. There's probably a lot of gay kids in their class. What else is there to know? Move on. It doesn't need to be taught.
Okay, can I tell you one reason that children need to learn? Try and get this clown on. Did you see this gobshite Oisin, who messaged us a while ago? Oisin, I'd love to talk to you because you are the problem. You are the issue here. Oisin sent a message a second ago saying, girl is girl, boy is boy, the rest are mentally ill. Now, f*** you, Oisin. How fucking dare you?
He's not going to come on now.
He won't come on anyway because he's a fucking troll. Oisin, shame on you.
I won't come on if Adrian is going to interrupt me. In fairness, he probably would. So
I know, I will probably.
Why is he going to come on?
Okay, I won't. I'll sit here and cross my arms.
No, here's the thing. I'll make a deal with you, Oisin. Grow a pair of balls, put your big boy pants on, yeah?
Yeah.
And hang on a sec, Jess.
Jess, you've never said anything like the rest are mentally ill.
I'm pretty sure I have.
You actually...
You know damn well how I feel about the whole trans non-binary stuff. You know damn well how I feel about it.
So, here's the reason I believe that we need to teach young people to look at somebody who is transsexual, yeah? And say that there's something seriously wrong, that person is actually mentally ill, is not really very encompassing. It's not very welcoming. It's not very understanding of somebody who's trans, is it? You're mentally ill.
It may not be understanding, but that's just my feeling of it. I don't think you can switch your gender. That's just how I feel about it. And I told you that.
So somebody who has changed their gender, who was... male and change to female, that person, in your opinion, is mentally ill?
To me, yes. Sure, I told you anyway how I felt about being gay. It's not normal. He's all jumped on me for that.
Well, isn't that the great thing about educational justice, that you can go to school and you can learn about something, yeah? And the teacher can sit down and teach you about something. And then it's up to you to decide whether or not you believe that or not. And that's why we have free will and free mind. So you could go to school and you could learn that your teacher could turn around and say, some people are born in the wrong body. Some people are males born in females' body. And you can go... But then it's up to you to engage your brain and decide whether or not you believe that. You don't have to believe everything that's taught in school.
Grand. So, Jeremy, if your son was getting this education and he came home and he's like, oh, we learned that people can change genders, but I don't think they can, are you going to jump down his throat and say, no, you should believe that? Or are you actually going to say, fair play to your son, you're using your own brain?
We always teach our kids to have a mind of their own. Absolutely, to have a mind of their own.
But that's not what I asked. I asked, would you go mad at him for saying that? The same way you go mad at everyone else saying it. Would you go mad at your son for saying it?
I don't know. It's hypothetical. He's never said that, so I don't know. It's completely hypothetical.
Right, well, I'll just take that as a no then. You wouldn't go as mad.
I just don't know what your issue is with a school wanting to teach about things that exist.
Because I don't think it's a necessary topic.
But gay people exist, trans people exist. Not talking about it and brushing it under the carpet isn't going to make it go away.
It's not brushing it under the carpet, but teaching isn't going to stop bigotry and homophobia and all this, is it? It's not. It's going to be around for life. We may as well
Ignoring it is not going to make it go away either. That's the point I'm trying to make.
Exactly. It's life, so you may as well just get on with it.
Okay, dismissing somebody who is trans as somebody who is mentally ill is not going to deal with the issue, is it? It's not going to make that person feel any better in their skin.
You can teach this for 50 years. It doesn't mean we're suddenly going to be living in a utopia where we accept everything. People will be bigots. People will be judgy. People will be homophobic. That's just life. Teaching it in school
doesn't have to be life, Jess. It doesn't have to be life. It doesn't have to be. It is though.
It's the reality. I know for a fact because it is.
But it shouldn't have to be. You should be able to live. Hang on for one second.
It is the reality.
Jess, as a gay woman, you should be able to live your life in happiness without anybody ever trolling you or making a negative comment about you because you're a gay woman.
Should, but we don't live in a utopia. But teaching it in schools isn't going to make one heap of difference. There will always be bigots. There will always be homophobia. So you may as well just get on with it.
Get on with it. Okay, stay there for a second. Let me go to Chloe. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Chloe?
I'm very good, and unlike Jess, as she likes to point out, she doesn't have kids. I do, and I completely agree with her.
Okay, you, if the opportunity comes that you could sign a document refusing your children to learn anything about homosexuality, gender identity, trans issues.
No, I'm fine with them learning about the LGBT. That's a sexual orientation. That's somebody you sleep with. I'm not into playing make-believe. So after the tea, it stops for me. Like, it's from the tea down. I don't want to know. That's an ideology, not a sexuality.
Okay, but what about religion in schools then?
Well, as I've often pointed out, the Catholic Church owns either the land or the buildings in which the schools are in.
That's why they're the head of it. No, but it's a simple question. Do you have a problem with them learning religion?
Not if they're in a religious school, no. I'd have a problem if I sent my child to an educated together and religion was being forced upon them. Yeah, I would.
Well, so would I, but that's, a lot of people class that as make-belief as well. So what's make-belief to one is real to another person.
But the difference is the church own either the building or the land on which they are the patrons of that school, so they have a right.
Okay, so let me go back to the point. You have a child in secondary school and you get a letter from the school.
I have children in secondary and primary school right now, Adrian.
And you get a letter from the school looking for you to sign a form to give consent or otherwise to your child learning in school about homosexuality, gender identity or trans issues, and you're going to say no.
I will say no to the three of them being branched under the one team because they're not all the same. One is a sexual preference, the other is gender ideology, which has an ICD-10 code, which makes it a diagnostic illness.
So
being homosexual has no ICD-10 code.
Okay,
there is no international code of diagnostics for it.
So somebody who is trans, and in a lot of schools, there are young people who are transsexual, who at some stage in their life want to transition from one sex to the other because they feel they're trapped in the wrong body, okay? You don't want your children having any understanding or empathy towards that person, do you not?
No, and if I don't, if I recall correctly, I tagged yourself and Jeremy in a post with the Furies out in the Limerick Pride Festival just to show you that is also going on in Ireland. Don't know if you saw that.
I have seen it.
It stops after the LGB for me because the rest is all nonsense. We also have UPS in Ireland, they're calling themselves now. This ideology business is not normal.
By the way, I don't think any schools, now I'm open to correction, I don't think any schools are doing furry teaching.
There's furries being told they to be accepted in schools. It happened in my own child's Catholic school, so I can assure you there is.
There is what? Explain to me.
The child decided she wanted to be a cat and wore a tail and was meowing in class and so on and so forth, and we had to accept that.
Sorry, Chloe, where did this happen?
In Dundalkin.
And a child was identifying as a cat?
The child identified as a cat and went to secondary school and still identifies as a cat.
I find that really hard to believe, but...
Adrian, you found it hard to believe there was furries walking around in leather, bleeding holsters, and I tagged you in a picture in Limerick,
I saw the picture, but I genuinely believe that they're people just...
You didn't believe me that there was furries walking around on leashes.
Hang on, listen to me for a second. I genuinely believe they are people that are taking the absolute mick out of people like you.
Children aren't doing that. A young child at 11 years of age is not doing that to take the piss out of anyone. She's deadly serious.
Okay, so you do not want your children learning anything about gender identity or anything to do with transsexuality.
Why we're not teaching children safe sex practices, more so than gender ideology? Because even if you're gay and you sleep with somebody, you can still catch an STD.
So why are we focusing
on the safe sex part instead of the gender ideology part? Why not teach our children there's far worse things than pregnancy that can come from unprotected sex?
I assume that part of sex education is safe sex, is protected sex.
So tell me why in the last 5 years 1,500 classrooms have been aborted.
Sorry, 15... say that again?
15... The students, that would equate to 1,500 primary school classes at 30 students apiece have been aborted in this country in 5 years.
I don't get the connection. I don't know what you're trying to get at.
Well, you're saying safe sex is being taught, so tell me why we have so many preventable pregnancies happening if it's being taught correctly.
You want to talk to the people involved in the preventable pregnancies as to why they didn't use condoms or...
What I'm saying is, why are our children not being taught more about the emphasis on safe sex practices than they are gender ideology?
No, okay, well, let me deal with that, Chloe. They are. The dogs on the street, no matter how thick your teenager is, they know that you should cover up before having sex, okay?
But they don't because
they're teenagers, and teenagers do reckless things. You were a teenager. I'm sure you weren't good as gold. There's not one person listening to this podcast who hasn't had unprotected sex at some stage in their life.
You're speaking to a former teen mum here. Yes. I was 17 when I got pregnant, so you have sex when you're married.
All the sex education in the world, teenagers don't want to listen. Teenagers, and this actually proves the point, teenagers are not influenced by their teachers. So this belief that if a teacher talks about trans topics that the kids are going to be influenced is bollocks.
Jeremy, you're saying that the minority should be kept home. They are the minority.
What are the minority?
These transgender kids are the minority. So why are we saying we need to take the kids who don't agree with it, which is the majority, out?
Well, no, I would imagine a lot of kids are actually don't give a damn about it.
No, they really do. I don't know what world you live in, but you don't live in the normal world because a lot of kids are getting pissed off with this now.
Kids are getting pissed off with trans ideology, as you call it. Really?
No, because there's boys in their dressing rooms and schools.
So
there's boys and young girls' dressing rooms. It's hard enough to be a teenager going through puberty without a lad in a dress there.
So in which school, but I mean the school, where in Dublin is there a school where there's a lad going in a dress into the girls' changing
room? Any school that has a transgender student will be in the wrong gender's dressing room. Being a teenager, it's precarious enough going through puberty.
Imagine how difficult it is, and this is the whole point, Chloe, imagine how difficult it is to be a trans teenager, a teenager who believes that they are trapped in the wrong body and wishes to transition to the body they believe they should have been born into. Imagine how...
Well, why not fix the head before we start cutting off body parts or altering hormonal makeup? Why don't we fix what's going on in their head?
Okay, so you believe that the way to deal with somebody like that is to say, you're fucked up in the head, go get help. That's really what you're saying.
No, Adrian, that's not what I said.
You're putting
words in your mouth. No, it's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is there's obviously a reason behind the feeling of that. Like, tomboys aren't allowed just to be tomboys anymore. I have no problem with anyone being lesbian, gay, bisexual. That's your own business. I don't care what you do behind the door of your bedroom. I have a problem if you come out in a dress with a Mickey and start telling me to call you miss and calling me a cis woman. That's what I have a problem with. You never take the side of the cis women. Is that backing up men in dresses, going into women's bathrooms?
Nobody's backing up.
This is what you are backing up.
No. All I'm trying to get across here is it not better?
Sorry, by the way, I don't think a young fella going into school in a dress should be allowed into the girls' toilets, and I'm sure Adrian agrees. They should have their own toilets.
Well, Adrian, do you agree with that? Should a young fella in a dress be allowed to go into my daughter's bathroom?
Not in school, no, I don't believe that.
Well, then why is the ideology allowed to be taught there if it's not allowed to practice?
You're getting off the point, Chloe.
You're getting caught out in your own world. You want them taught about, but they're not allowed to assimilate into the school.
You're just assuming what our point is. We literally told you that's not the point.
You said it should be allowed to be taught in school, but they shouldn't be allowed to practice it in school, is what you are saying.
You'd argue with a rock, Chloe. Jesus Christ, nobody's.
No, I'm right, and you hate when I'm right.
Teaching about something is not pushing it down their throat. And again, I go back to, you know.
Again, again, I'll go back to this, right? We're allowed to teach it in school. I give permission for my kids to learn about that in school.
Yep.
So why aren't they allowed to use the same toilet if it's all the one?
No, no.
Well, I could argue with you, Chloe, that maybe they should be, but...
But they shouldn't be.
Sorry, in a lot of schools, and this is really where we need to go, in a lot of schools, toilets are gender neutral now, so it makes football
That's
difference.
Not in a lot of schools. It's in a very small amount of schools, actually, Adrian.
More and more and more. And any school that's being done up is being done up and has gender neutral toilets. Any new school build has gender neutral toilets.
We had this topic before, and the majority of people agreed with me that's wrong.
Okay, so you believe that parents should have an opt-out for their children about learning anything to do with gender?
We should be allowed to say no to gender ideology, to any sort of ideology that distracts from the main point.
Sorry, hang on for one second, Chloe. An ideology is something that people try to teach, that you need to learn. You need to learn about and you believe people are being brainwashed. That's what an ideology sets out to do. And you believe that people who are trans are guilty of being part of some ideology.
Well, it's called trans ideology.
No. You're calling it trans ideology.
Explain to me, please, Adrian. If I walked into you wearing a shirt and trousers and told you my name was now Colm, would you automatically just start accepting me as Colm?
If you want to be known as Colm, I'll call you Colm, yeah. That's no problem at all.
Right, and if I wanted to identify as a skinny white man called Victor, am I allowed to do that? Because what if I have body and gender dysmorphia?
If you want me to call you Victor, I'll call you Victor. It's no problem.
But that's not the truth, Adrian. You claim to be somebody who tells the truth.
Chloe, I accept people for who they are, and if you're not able to do that, if you're not able to accept people for who they are, well, that's more your problem than mine.
Well, you're telling me then that is forced according to you. If I disagree with somebody and tell them they're a man and they claim to be a woman, you're saying I'm wrong. Well, I'm not wrong, because biologically they are a man.
I didn't say you were wrong. All I said was,
well, you're saying accept them. I won't come affirm a lie to them. You're asking me to affirm a lie. That's wrong. Be honest with people.
Okay, but there's the difference between you and I. I accept people for who they are. If you are somebody
who... If you want to come out to me and tell me your name is Shirley, that's okay, but I'm not going to call you Shirley. You can call yourself whatever you want, but don't make me. Like, I won't make you believe in Jesus.
Okay, but you'd give it a good shot, though.
No, I won't. I've never tried. I've actually pulled you and Jeremy when you've called Jesus or got into your conversations and say you don't believe in him, so don't use him.
Stay there for a second, Chloe. I need to take more calls in a second, straight after this.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Anthony, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Anthony?
I'm all right. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks, Anthony. What did you want to say on this? You're fuming.
Yes, I am, because everything Chloe is saying, just absolute nonsense. I mean, the claims about furries in schools, that has been proven to just be a lie, okay? It's a lie being spread by the far right with misinformation. And this whole idea of schools needing parental consent before they teach teens about sex and gender identity, if that's allowed to happen here, that's going to start the slippery slope. And how long before parents start saying, oh, I don't want my kids learning about, you know, history or about science, because I just don't like some things in history. I mean, it's just going to start a slippery slope. Kids are in school just to learn. I mean, when these parents who don't want their kids to learn about sex, gender identity, would they rather their kids learn from scumbags like Andrew Tate on social media, fall under his influence?
So, what do you say to somebody like Chloe, who would not allow her children to learn about gender identity or trans issues in school because she believes it's an ideology? It's not a real thing.
It is a real thing. Chloe's just a psycho saying all the stuff she was saying. Just a lunatic. Right? It just needs to have children learn about sex and gender identity in schools. Okay, because what's the alternative? If it doesn't happen, then there's going to be chaos. You'll have the parents who are homophobic who are going to make their kids into hateful people just like they are. Or you're going to have other youths who are just going to fall for the scumbags and for the toxic males out there are just going to make things worse.
Okay, what do you say to that, Chloe?
I say I'm not homophobic. My little sister's gay. My best friend is gay. He's the most homophobic man I know. I have no problem with gay people. Where you're getting this from, I couldn't tell you. I have a problem with people that are... And it's not trans women, can I say. Like, it's not women who become men. You never hear the trans men causing an issue. It's all these little incels in dresses with Mickeys that are causing the problem. There's never noticed that. There's no such thing as a trans man going around into men's dressing rooms making men uncomfortable. They go into the cubicle and mind their business. And for people who actually suffer from gender dysphoria, which is a real thing, I feel so sorry for them, because it's quick, like, Lily Tino and others like that that are causing all this trans hatred. You can believe what you want, but don't make me try and believe your lunacy. You're calling me a psycho. When trans people are dead in the ground and they're bound, they're inspecting, no one's going to say, oh, this was actually a trans woman. They'll say, that's a man.
Now, there's a message we're about to play for you, Chloe, from a regular listener to this show, and you'll probably blow a gasket when you hear Rachel's message. Play it for her there, Rachel.
Go ahead.
All right, have a listen to this.
My stepdaughter is trans. She went from Bridget to Ezra. That's what she wants to be called now. Now, we have told her that we are not going to be against it, but we aren't going to encourage it either. We told her we will not call her Ezra. She's 21, 22 now. We told her we will not call her Ezra. So we have all agreed to say Bridge, because that's her name is Bridget. But I mean, in order for us to be in her life, we have to accept what that choice is. So like if we don't agree with it, she's going to shut us out of her life entirely. And she's been in my life since she was 8 years old, and we don't want to lose her. And I still say her, as you can hear, but when she's here, we refer to her as what she wants to be referred to as. Do we agree with it? No. But it is what it is. You have to refer to them as what they choose to be. And this whole furries thing is bullshit. Stop it.
I agree with you on the furries thing. It is absolute bullshit. But Chloe, let me throw all that back at you. You have to accept these things.
What sort of a situation is that in? That girl is holding our parents hostage. She agreed with our get lost. Like, call her off. She's an ungrateful little cunt and deserves a slap. This is why slapping kids should be brought back into fucking legality.
Really? Hang on. That woman that Rachel is talking about deserves a slap. That's your answer
to
that.
You just misgendered him. You just misgendered him, Adrian. It's a boy. His name is Ezra.
I don't know this person, so I'm not misgendering anybody.
But they're actually telling you that the person identifies as a male and their name is Ezra, and you just said whore.
But your answer to that... Well, sorry, the lady who sent the message called her as well.
But you're confirming that she's a woman.
For fuck's sake, would you
just... You hate being caught out, Adrian.
No, I'm trying to put the point to you that her argument is you have to accept it if your child or stepchild, in her case, says, I wish to be identify as the following. Now, your answer to that is give her a smack and tell her to grow up.
Yeah, because why is she making such vast threats? Like, why do you have to agree with her? She may not agree with them on everything, but why is this the one thing she will lose her family over?
Yeah, but that's that lady's belief, that she will lose this child if they don't.
But this is what I'm saying. Because we keep affirming this, they're coming out with this nonsense that if we don't agree with them, we've just to be entirely cut off. There's no open debate. There's no, you're allowed to have a different opinion. If you agree with me, or you
okay,
can get
Okay, so Chloe, one of your children said, change sex. I'm a boy trapped in a girl's body. I'm going to change sex. I am a transgender male or female or whatever the hell. Your answer to that is to give her a smack across the face and tell her to grow up.
Cop on.
Smack across
cop
the face
on.
And cop on.
It don't work.
No, Adrian, I don't agree with hitting me kids. Yeah. I don't hit me kids. No, don't be making it sound like I'm going to bait me kids. No, that won't happen.
But there will be
a serious discussion of what is actually scientifically possible. And last I checked, we cannot change gender.
She's not.
We can play pretend, but we can't change it.
It's a figure of speech. She's not changing sexually.
But those words came out of her mouth, not mine.
But by the way, Chloe, that that won't change a child. That won't change. And you, what you'll do is, as she said, you'll lose your child.
But
for,
the amount of people that have grown up after being transgender and then they realise what they've done to their bodies is absolutely deplorable.
Let them. You don't own your children. You only have them alone until they're 18, and then they have to do what they do. That's all it is. You cannot control them.
And I will tell my child, I do not agree with you on this, but I love you nonetheless as what you were born as.
Okay,
if you want to go by that, that's on you, but I refuse to do it, and I love you very much. That's what you say to your child. You don't affirm the psychopathy.
Psychopath now.
Well, I'm after being getting called names, and you said nothing when I was called a scumbag and a psychopath and all the other names that I don't know what was wrong with the last caller.
Yeah, well,
you said nothing when I was getting abused, Adrian. Funny how when I don't agree with you, I'm allowed to be abused.
Well, nobody should be abused, Adrian.
Amy, you're on Opinions Matter.
Nobody should be abused.
Amy, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Amy?
Hi, how's it going?
Good, thanks, Amy. What did you want to say on this?
Now, I do agree with a lot of the stuff the girls are saying, but I actually work with a man that transitioned into a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And come here, we work in a hospital together. Best now, I would say, best in the world. She's brilliant at what she does, everything. But a lot of the thing is, when people are transitioning, we see a lot of people coming in, they're in the middle of transitioning or they're at the start of their journey. No one actually talks about the dangers or like afterwards, if they want to transition back, do you know, like the effect it has, the suicidal rates, the blood clots, like the medication they're on. No one actually sits down with a person. They haven't got the support, if you know what I mean. Like there's no support there for them. Do you know, that kind of way.
So this person that you're talking about, does this person seem happy?
Yeah. No. We share a changing room together. We're good friends with her. She is very happy, but there is a lot of people that aren't happy after they transition as well. Like, and we've had open conversations about the whole thing. She'd be very open about a conversation.
But Rachel, sorry for going across. There's nothing you can do. When an adult has decided that they want to transition, there's nothing you cannot. In the same way, if you're out with your mates on a Saturday night and your mate who's an adult wants to try drugs, there's nothing you can do. We have free body, free choice in this country where we can't control.
Definitely. You can't tell an adult what to do, no.
No.
I don't agree with it in schools. I don't think children have the mental capacity to actually understand the whole thing about trans.
It is very complicated.
That work colleague of yours who's
trans. Sorry, is it a man who transitioned to a woman or the other way around?
Yeah, a man that transitioned to a woman.
Okay, so was born male and now identifies as female.
She wouldn't know, but she was not taught
about trans issues in school, but still believes that she was born in the wrong body, that she wasn't meant to be born a male. So, you know,
exactly, that's why I don't actually think it does need to be.
But it wouldn't have changed your friend either way. Your friend firmly believed.
And all
they're talking about, I assume, in school is literally teaching that trans people exist. And in the same way, my kids will go to religious...
I do think the schools go into a bit more depth than just there is trans people exist. Like, I do think they're like, another girl we work with, this is actually how a discussion in work came up about transgenderism. A girl's nephew refused to go to school last year on a particular day with whatever class was on. I think it's SPHE they do it in. I'm not sure now. But what happened was he had to stand up and say, like, oh, hi, I'm Luke. I identify as a boy. For that, then he didn't want to go to that class. And he had awful dealings with the mother, like trying to get him to school. But the mother didn't obviously realise what was after happening. So this is how it came out a couple of weeks later, the whole thing about the class. Like, I don't think really personally at that age, children need to be doing that. You know, I think children need to be left children. I know sex education needs to be done, your body's change and development, hormones.
Okay, but imagine this person that you're talking about who transitioned from a man to a woman. Obviously, this is something that has been going on in this person's head for a long, long time. It didn't just happen on a Friday that he woke up and said, I'm going to be a woman now. This is something that this person had thought about for a long, long time. Now, my question to you is, is it not better that young people understand that this is actually a thing that happens to a small percentage of people, but it is a thing that happens to people, rather than feeling, as I'm sure this person did at the start, feeling like a complete and utter freak. Because listening to people like Chloe, she would describe people like her as a complete and utter freak with mental health issues.
They do actually have to go through mental health.
I don't think that's a fair to assume that Chloe would call them freaks.
She said they were mentally ill.
Yeah, but she didn't use the word freak. That's it.
No, I didn't.
Okay, you mightn't have used the word freak, but that's the implication.
What I said was there's a very small percentage of trans people who actually suffer from gender dysphoria there that this woman's describing. I feel sorry for them because it's the rest of the whack jobs that have all been treated like an outcast.
Like, to be honest with you, like, my friend, she wouldn't agree with the whole identifying as a cat and all that mad stuff. Like, to be honest with you, that I understand where she's going with this, with people where she's saying, oh, they have mental illness. I do understand that. I don't think transgender people have mental illness. I do actually think there is something there. Like gay people born, they know they're gay. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, so what would be your read, for example, of the person you're talking about? And obviously we don't want to identify this person, but from you
Mare,
said...
I absolutely love her. If you walked into the hospital with any injuries, she'd be the first one straight in. She is absolutely brilliant at what she does.
Can I ask you a question? And I know this is second hand, obviously. You're speaking for her. Is she happy? Do you think she's happy? Is she happier now?
Yeah, she is happier now. She's definitely 100% happy. There is issues there health wise because she's transitioned, yes. Like with blood clots and things like that. And a lot of people in the trans community would have sort of underlying conditions after transitioning. But
I have to be honest, I don't mean this in a negative way, I wouldn't wish trans on my worst enemy, because it must be an awful, awful thing to go through. First of all, you know that there's a huge percentage of the population that hate you, even though you're not impeding on their life. I don't get the hate towards the trans community.
No, nor do I. I never have.
You know the expression, you do you. That's literally what they're doing. So they don't like their genitals anymore. They're adults. They can do what they want. They're not impeding on anybody's life. But the hate is huge. And it's no wonder that the suicide rates are so high. But I still don't believe, and nobody's convinced me, I still don't believe that learning about it in school is going to influence children in any way. And you know why I don't believe that? Because I believe children, the biggest influence on children right now is, Adrian, answer it for me.
Social media.
Absolutely, 100%. Whether that's positive or negative. So many children have been sucked into different rabbit holes because of social media. Because the algorithm of Snapchat, Instagram, all that, when you watch one video, say you watch one video on Instagram about anti-immigration, yeah? It will throw video after video after video. You watch one video about trans, video after video. So teenagers, would you not agree with me that teenagers, their biggest influence is social media and other teenagers?
Agree on that sense, yeah. It all depends on their age, you see. Let me ask you, he's gone into secondary school, but he's met my friend and he hasn't even bat an eyelid.
Yeah, but there you go. Isn't that exactly the point of how it is important to teach young people that people like your friend exist? They are...
I don't feel it needs to go into the depths it does in secondary school. Like, probably sixth year, maybe they have the mental capacity. They're all older then, and they know if they're gay, straight, trans, whatever. They know themselves.
What does your child know about your friend?
So he would have met her early, transitioning, you know, so there would have been still manly features, you know, that kind of way. So
does your child know that this individual used to be a man and is now a woman?
And he just turned 13. So
okay. And it's like water off a duck's back, not a bother. Yeah, that's grand. Let's move on. What's next? What's on the telly?
Yeah,
or whatever.
But yep. he wouldn't he would never talk about it. Do you know that kind of way? Like,
no, but my question is, it hasn't done irreparable damage to your child.
No,
your child is probably more interested in what's on the Xbox or whatever.
Football match or whatever. Yeah.
So my point is, what is the harm in other young people learning that same thing? That people like your friend exist. It's a very rare thing.
There's no harm in them knowing that they exist. There is, like, people that are transitioning, or there is no harm, because at the end of the day, like, there's a huge transgender population out there, either way, transitioning into a man or opposite. There's a huge community there, and like that, you don't even know then when they're transitioned who's what, do you know?
Okay, stay there for a second. I want to bring in more opinions on this.
I never said threats. Bridge never threatened us, so don't make assumptions, please. I never said threats. I said we are accepting what it is so that she stays in our life.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Anya, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Anya?
Hi, you guys. How's things?
Good, thanks, Anya. What did you want to say on this? Do you have an issue with teenagers who are probably seeing about all this stuff online anyway, being taught about gender identity and trans issues as part of sex education?
Yeah, I do.
Why?
And because it's up to the parents to teach their children about same-sex relationships.
But you know, and I know, Anya, most parents don't. Most parents don't bother their whole. They're even embarrassed to have the conversation with their children. So it's easier to leave the school to do it.
And as well, what some parents might do, and that last call actually brought up a good point. When I go home, I'm going to ask my young fella, because the girls wouldn't even know. I'm going to ask my young fella, who's 12, what's a trans person, just to find out, because we never had the conversation.
Yeah, I'd be interested to know.
Just to find out what his answer back is. But the point is, if you were to leave it to some parents to teach, they're just going to say, like Martin. I know I'm not, Martin's listened to the show, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I assume if Martin's kids, you know Martin, yeah?
Yep.
If Martin's kids sat on or went and said, Daddy, what's a trans person? Oh, the fucking weirdos, the weirdos, the mental health is gone, the weirdos have nothing to, Now, do you really want your children to get that sort of view on that, that they're weirdos and that they're fucked up in the head? Or do you want them just to literally be taught about the facts that trans people exist and that's it, and just accept everybody for who they are once they're not hurting you?
If my son was a teenager, which he's not, he's only 3 years of age, well, I wouldn't give him consent.
You wouldn't give him the consent, even though, and this is the reality of
teenagers. Here,
yeah, no, I know that.
Secondary, yeah.
Even though the reality of it is, Anya, that by the time he's a teenager, he's learning everything off the internet. He's watching fucking pornography and learning everything from that. You still wouldn't let the teachers teach, even though he's probably seeing all this shit anyway.
And don't say,
my child wouldn't do that. They all are.
No, I'm not going to say that, Adrian. No, I'm not going to say that. But what I'm going to say is there's all different beliefs out there, as you're well aware of, right? And I'm not only saying this because my son, as you're well aware of, that my son is mixed race. His father is Nigerian. And in the Nigerian culture, it's completely against the law. They forbid it in Nigeria to have same-sex relationships. But I'm not saying no to just because my son's father doesn't accept same-sex relationships. He's living now in the country. He's been living here for over 15 years in a country that do have same-sex relationships. But I just don't feel that.
Okay, so his father is Nigerian, and again, homosexuality will go down like a lead balloon in Nigeria. Obviously, he's in a country now that is accepting of homosexualities or homosexuals. How do you think he'd react if your child does come out as gay in a few years' time?
We never even got into conversation with them.
I'd get into that fairly lively now. I know your child's only 3 years of age, but did the conversation ever come up about how he feels about the LGBT community?
No, because he completely ignores it.
Oh, okay.
So he does. Now, speaking of what you said at the start of your podcast, guys, about the Italians accepting it, I can actually relate to that because I have two nephews who live in Italy, so I do. They're 13 and 10. My brother, he's been living in Italy for 30 years. And I'll actually have a chat and see whether him and his wife have been asked consent.
Okay, so but this is only coming in, so they probably haven't yet. It's only been voted in. But let me ask you, you do not want your child in school learning anything about gender identity or transsexuality issues. Nothing like that at all. Even though by the time he reaches 15 or 16, he's probably watched trans porn videos online. You still don't want him to learn about this, no?
No.
Kind of shoving it under the carpet, is it not?
No, it's not, because at the end of the day, everyone should respect other people's beliefs. That's the way I look at it.
All right, let me bring in more opinions. And Martin wants to reply to what you were saying a couple of minutes ago.
So I said that if Martin's kids were to approach him and say, Daddy,
what's a trans?
What is a trans person? That he'd go, oh, they're fucked up in the head, they are. They're weirdos, they are.
Okay, but let's have a listen to what Martin has to say.
Just a quick one there, Jeremy. Just a little reply to you. Why would I lie to my son? That's first and foremost. Why would I lie to him? Like, my eldest is 13 now, not far off your own young fella's age. It's a load of bollocks. He knows it, all his friends know it, and I didn't have to fucking tell them it. So why, if he did ask me, why would I lie to him? Why would I put up the pretense that this is fucking grand and it's great and it's fucking, you know, the norm? Jesus Christ, don't be lying to your kids.
All right, Martin.
So, Martin, I presume you told your kids as soon as they could talk that Santa wasn't real, then I assume you did tell them that, because why would you put up a pretense about that? I mean, Santa, hate to burst your bubble, Martin, this is going to send you to meltdown. Trans people are more real than Santa. Is that not fair to say?
No, that's true. Yeah, that's very true.
So when your five-year-old said, Daddy, Martin, why is Santa real? No, it's a load of bollocks. That Santa fella, he's all made up, lad. All made up. Why didn't you say that to him? Because we lie to our children all the time. This isn't lying. This isn't about lying. This is very simple, lads. We cut it down to basics here. It's simply teaching your children to accept others as long as they're not doing any harm to you, okay? And I would find it very sad, and this happened 30 years ago, where parents would teach their kids, see them over there, they're faggots, they are, stay away from them, they're dirty faggots. And they literally bred hate into children, making them think that gay people were weird. And look where that ended up. Just don't, Martin, it's very simple, don't teach your children to hate. That's all it is.
Let me bring in Deirdre, who has a bit of a podcast within a podcast, but we'll have a listen.
Sorry, you tried to ring me there, but I'm not in a position to answer the call at the minute. I think you're getting a bit off topic. The original question was, should parents have the final say? And for what it's worth, I think you have to ask the question until the person, boy or girl, turns the age of 18, who is responsible for them? That is the question. Is it the government? Okay, I could say schools, but the schools are answerable to the government, okay? So is it the government or is it the parents? And that's where your answer lies. And they'll always tell you it's the parents, because no government is going to turn around and say, oh, we take responsibility for that child. No, they don't. It's the parents. And therefore, it should be the parents' decision and their say on what their child learns in school. I know my child's school, they sent out a heads up that the topic was going to be spoke about. They said the timeline when it was going to be spoke about, and you had the option to send your child in for the discussion or keep them off, which I as a parent appreciated. However, what I didn't like was if you chose not for your child to not engage in it, you had to collect your child from school. you had to take them out of school for the hour, which a lot of parents weren't in the position to do due to work commitments, etc., etc. So I don't find that fair. Like, but yeah, I think you're getting off topic. You should kind of pull it back a bit to, you know, does the decision lie with the parents? And if they're the responsibility of the parents until they turn 18, then yeah, the decision should lie with them, for what it's worth.
All right, Deirdre, thank you very much indeed for your message, and thank you all of you for your messages. If you enjoyed this latest episode of Opinions Matter, please hit subscribe or follow, click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll be notified each and every time we upload a new episode, which is most weekday afternoons and a Saturday at lunchtime. Talk to you then.
Need new carpets, flooring, beds or furniture? Then head to Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture, where great value comes as standard. Don't miss their famous €500 stairs and landing package deal, covering up to 16 square yards of quality carpet, supplied and fitted. Looking for a modern update? Check out their fantastic range of laminate flooring and vinyls, available in a variety of styles to suit every home and budget. Expert advice, free measuring and years of trusted service, Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture has everything you need to refresh your home. Visit the showroom today or shop online at carpetluxurybeddingandfurniture.com.